now we will enter into the action part of our agenda. I'll call that meeting to order. And the first topic would be if there's any public comment. Yes. Good morning. No problem.
Nancy Smith with the Northern Virginia Transportation Alliance. Also here on behalf of the Northern Virginia Business Transportation Coalition, which is an organization of more than 20 business organizations throughout Northern Virginia that represent the vast majority of private sector employers and employees throughout the region. I wanted to stand here today and first commend the Governor, Secretary, and Deputy Secretary Donahoe for their hard work on reaching this compromise with the General Assembly leadership on I-66 inside the Beltway. We believe this is, I know it was hard work, a lot of long hours, but we do believe this was a critical step forward for the region. It's great news for motorists and transit users throughout the corridor, but more importantly, it is great news for Northern Virginia's continued economic competitiveness and high quality of life. Accelerating the widening from the initial proposal simply addresses an obvious need now that has been so obvious for so many for so long, but has because politics have gotten in the way, has often been ignored. While the original proposal would have eventually gotten us there, the acceleration gets us there now and allows the users of that corridor to see the full benefits of the Transform 66 project a lot sooner, and also addresses a 24/7 congestion need throughout the corridor. So therefore, I hope that you will support the resolution before you today. And to help get this process started. We also hope that this same spirit of nonpartisan, put the people's interests first approach that made this compromise possible might next be adopted by Governor McAuliffe and Governor Hogan to move forward on upgrading the American Legion Bridge and also discussions on building a new bridge to the west. I mean, think about it. You fix I-66 inside the Beltway, you build those bridges, you fix a portion perhaps of the Maryland Beltway, and then we have most of the 21st century transportation framework that we need in the Northern Virginia region would be in place. It's doable, but it just takes the same kind of political will we saw over the last few weeks from this administration. I'm quickly moving to 395. Just want to say that we are pleased to see that VDOT is moving forward on this project, the last major piece in the entire 95 corridor, converting from HOV to hot lanes. We've seen throughout the region the major benefits that the addition of the express lanes on 495 and 95 have brought not only to those providing options for users to be able to have a reliable trip, but have seen improved travel times in the general purpose lanes as well. We're looking forward to those improvements in the 395 portion. And finally, just an observation on your lengthy discussion on House Bill 2 yesterday. I know you probably don't want to go back to that today. You're probably tired of it. But just observing that I think, you know, obviously there's still much work and analysis that needs to be done in developing a truly transparent House Bill 2 process. I mean, I would observe that the House Bill 2 process is advisory and in no way should take away from this board's ability to, one, look at a map, and to use common sense on what truly are the greatest needs for the Commonwealth with our limited transportation resources. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other persons willing or wanting to for public comment this morning? Oh, seeing none or hearing none, we will move on to the action agenda. First up is the approval of minutes from January 20th, 2016. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Mr. Coolman, Office of Public-Private Partnerships.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. You have before you today a resolution that has the board accepting and endorsing updates to the PPTA manual and guidelines for 2016 and recommending to DRPT and VDOT that they adopt the guidelines going forward. We had briefed you at the last meeting on the substance, but I'd certainly be willing to answer any questions at this time, and that would help you with your action.
Any questions or comments, Mr. Coolman? Okay, is there a motion?
Motion.
Mr.
Secretary, I'd like to propose a motion to delay the vote on this until we have a chance to review a redline version of the changes that are being discussed or being proposed. We realized in the last year how important the P3 guidelines are, and I think adequate time to review a redline version would be beneficial to the board.
I second.
Okay. All right. You second his vote. Let me back up. Did Mr. Whitworth not get a second on his motion?
He did not.
Did not. Okay. Well, that's taken care of. So we now have a motion to give the board more time.
Yeah, and importantly, we have a redline version that highlights the changes from the original.
And we have a second. Is there any other discussion on that motion and second? If all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we'll go through those, and Mr. Cool may have you come. I'll work with the board as to when they're ready to take action on
exactly.
This.
Thank you.
Good, thank you. All right, Mr. Gregg, the Maintenance Division.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have two items for you this morning, two commemorative namings. The first one is in the Bristol District. The Smith County Board of Supervisors wishing to commemorate and honor the life of Albert Mason King, a recipient of the Purple Heart, who was born in August of 1946, died in the line of duty defending this nation on March 24, 1966, passed a resolution requesting the bridge located on Route 600 St. Clair's Road over St. Clair Creek be named the Albert Mason King Jr. Bridge. The Maintenance Division has reviewed this and recommends approval.
Chair.
Yes, Mr. Rose.
Thank you. Mr. Matney called me on this matter, and he was unfortunately got snowed in, but regretted not being here to make this motion. So I'll make the motion, but really on his behalf, he really regretted not being able to do this. So.
Sorry.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Right. The second item is in Salem District. The Roanoke County Board of Supervisors wishing to commemorate and honor the lives of the Harris family, who provided assistance to many motorists over the years as a result of accidents or other vehicular difficulties in a dangerous curve known as the Harris Curve, passed a resolution requesting the bridge located on Route 221 Bent Mountain Road over Back Creek be named the Harris Family Memorial Bridge. Maintenance Division has reviewed this request and recommends approval.
Move approval.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. Gray.
Thank you, sir.
Is Dean here? Mr. Gustafson's here. Dean?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This morning, this is a request for you to authorize our commissioner to enter in a memorandum of understanding and an agreement between VDOT and the Williamsburg Area Transit Authority for award and pass-through of a grant that was awarded for the replacement of the engines to the Pocahontas Ferry as part of the Jamestown-Scotland Ferry and the drive systems. It's a $3.3 million project as part of a grant from USDOT to Williamsburg Area Transit, again, to make those necessary upgrades. Again, this is an authorization to authorize the commissioner to execute that agreement.
I'd like to make a motion. Mr. Mahler, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Ms. Pryor.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary, members of the board. I have two items for you this morning. The first item, if you recall, last month you got a presentation on the Transport Innovation and Technology Transportation Fund, as well as the Unpaved Roads Program. And the resolution before you sets aside, approximately $75 million through FY21, as well as $25 million in FY22 for the Innovation and Technology Transportation Fund out of the High Priority Program, as well as $25 million in FY21 and $25 million in FY22 for the Unpaved Roads Program out of the District Grant Program. I recommend your approval.
Mr. Your comment?
I do. I want to make clear to the board that this is
simply taking those these amounts to put towards these two programs. The projects themselves will be come back to the board for approval and be added into the six-year plan. So this is not a budget item where the department can then go out and spend as they see fit on these two programs. The individual projects will come back to the board, and they will come back in a block on the technology for, and you'll be able to view those and see those projects and have any questions answered in both the draft and in the final plan. Regarding the unpaved road program, you see it's in the outer years, and I don't know that all those projects have been developed yet, but prior to those projects moving forward to construction, to engineering and construction, they'll be added to the six-year plan. So I just wanted to make that point clear. These are not what I call budget items that give that can be used statewide without your authorization.
Mr. I'd just like, excuse me. Well, first of all, I'm trying to click on the link to the decision brief. I can't get it to work.
Control click, not do it?
Yeah, it's not highlighted. But I know we were briefed on this last time, so I'm not going to take a whole bunch of time. But and I recognize, Charlie, when a project comes before us, does that get added to the six-year plan? How is our approval? Where is our approval step?
The approval would be these projects. We are the code authorizes up to a specific amount that can be used for these two programs, for the technology program and the unpaved road program, and prescribes where it comes from. So that's what you're doing today. We're requesting you do today. The individual projects will come to you in the six-year plan process. So the draft plan and then the final plan will show all these technology projects to give you opportunity to look at them, see what's going on both statewide and in your district, and ask any questions that we can address any concerns you might have about the projects themselves.
Okay, I just want to point out that what the code, according to the resolution, what the code says is any unspent money. Up to $25 million.
That
so
is
we are deciding not to spend $25 million somewhere else, and we're maximizing this as we're authorized under the code. So because of that, I'm just saying I think we need to be very scrupulous about what we're doing, and my own bias against the dynamic directional signs, I don't know if anybody else shares that, but I do. And so at any rate, I'm going to vote for it, and I think it's probably appropriate, but we are maximizing this, and we don't have to.
That is true. I will look at some of the projects that were scored under both these programs. Well, first of all, the unpaved roads, we know what the need is.
I'm just talking about the technology.
Some of those projects scored extremely high because of the dollars involved and the benefits. But I think you're right. So they would still be scored, wouldn't they, Mr. Donahue?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I think that is a decision the board could make.
Yeah,
I think on some of these there might be, a lot of this involves cameras and other things that improves incident management, which could help on I-81 with those accidents, better clearing them. It also could fund things like the chevrons on the S-curves in Buchanan and I-81. It does ramp metering and other things like that. In the San Francisco region, where I think some of this was modeled after, they actually had something they called the Freeway Performance Initiative, where they went and basically did what the commissioners proposed on their major interstate corridors, and they were able to improve reliability and reduce delay with these technology investments by better managing traffic, identifying accidents, clearing them through the ramp metering. And so it's intended to be kind of a small pot of money that has this low cost but has big benefits.
No, I get that, Mr. Chairman. I think technology employed today is outdated tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we have that with the signage sometimes, and I think we need to be careful about that. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. It very well may. And they're going to score well under House Bill 2 because the denominator is low.
Yeah.
That's the first page of everything that scored well under House Bill 2. There's nothing in that that's over, I think $11 million. So it will score well.
Ms. Dalton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I personally found the technology presentation we got very fascinating. And one of the things that came up was an idea that I believe Mr. Chairman and Mr. Connor had discussed about perhaps setting up a subcommittee of this board on technology. And so I just didn't know if that were.
It is. We were gonna. We can. I was gonna bring that up under new business. But we can bring that after this vote. We can bring it up on now. But I think that's probably better under new business. Technology.
Because I do think, you know, your issue about, you know, everything's outdated by tomorrow. So I think that subcommittee could actually help us address some of those concerns.
Yep. And if I could, as Dean made his presentation a month ago now, there is a prioritization process that they are going through. And I want to reassure the board that it's not simply, hey, gosh, we got some money, let's go put up another camera or another dynamic message board. Some of the projects, and I agree with you that technology is moving very rapidly. There are things that have worked for a long time in this technology world. Just a couple of examples. Overhype detection is something that we have high numbers of bridge strikes, and it's an important thing for us. At the Hampton Roads bridge tunnel, especially in the westbound direction where we have the original tunnel, better overhype detection is so important for traffic management. On Afton Mountain and on Fancy Gap Mountain, we have technology deployed for active traffic management, but different from what people think of in terms of that. It's really about weather detection, weather warning, and trying to better control travel speed in adverse conditions. And then you have the examples up on 66 with lane control. We have ramp metering. So it's that entire world of projects. But to your point, I think, and this is something that Dean and his folks are being very deliberate about, not just simply, hey, let's add one more of those if that technology is frankly being retired by other technology. So I do think that that is keen in his thinking and his team's thinking. And again, the reminders from this board are helpful in making sure we don't go down a dead end on technology.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I could, I mean, I think that's, I agree with all that. I mean, I'm not against the technology. I'm not against the $25 million. But you look at something like ramp monitoring. You can do that on Google Maps. I mean, you can look at that every day at certain times, and it'll tell you whether or not it's backing up. So
I can't make somebody stop on Google Maps.
No. Well, I mean, I don't understand it all. I mean, clearly, I don't understand it all, but I'm just, be careful.
You shouldn't be looking at your phone while you're driving.
No, I'm talking about at some operations center somewhere where they monitor this stuff. Anyway.
Okay. The next item.
I'm sorry. Was there a motion? Need a motion.
I move the motion.
Is there a second? Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, Ms. Pryor.
Second item is our normal monthly transfers. I will point out there's a slight error on the report that's in front of you. I have revised copies coming over to you. I thought they'd be here by now, so I apologize. The last three transactions are actually an error and shouldn't be shown, so I'll get you a revised copy of that. But I do recommend your approval of the transfers.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Oh, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to slow the train down, but I'd like a minute to look at what's not on there anymore.
And now I'm trying to open it.
Oh, can we not see
it?
No, we can get it.
Okay, let's take a minute then. Take a minute.
It's an incorrect, it's shown as a transfer of Garvey's to an I-95 project, and it's an error, and it's rolled back and it's undone. It shouldn't be shown on the report, so I apologize for that.
No, I get that, but I just want to make sure we slow the train down and look at it before we vote on it.
Absolutely.
So what is it again?
It's the last three line items shown on the report, and it's a transfer of what looks like a transfer of what is Garvey bonds to an I-95 project, and it should not be shown on there.
Is this the statewide?
Was this
rail balance?
I want to look at it, but was it not available before? Did we not get it out in time? I'm just making sure.
No, it was.
Okay, yeah, I corrected it.
Right.
Fine.
I have a corrected version coming.
Okay, great. Good.
So it's M, N, and O?
No, sir. It should be 20, 21, and 22.
Uh-huh. We don't have
to. This doesn't go that far.
Yeah.
I move we take this five for temporarily until we get the.
Let me come back.
Why don't we come back and get this up and so they can look at it, or either a hard copy
Great.
You get to them, and then we'll come back to this one, Ms. Pryor.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Next, we have up Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The item that we have is simply a authorization for a construction agreement, project agreement for I-64-264 interchange in Hampton Roads. The reason for the project agreement is this is multiple fund source, and this is so that the commissioner can sign that agreement with HR TAC. It's currently under preliminary engineering, and right-of-way phases are ongoing, and this would allow the agreement for funding to go to construction once those phases are complete.
Before we make a motion on the is there a typo on this one on page 2, first paragraph, that April 3rd, 2016 date?
I don't have the resolution in front of me.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the typo then? That's good.
Is it April 15th? I mean, I don't know what the date should be, but I don't think it's supposed to be that date.
No, I believe it's 2015. We need to correct that. The initial agreement with HR TAC was back in 2015, and we need to confirm that date. So unless staff has that, they're checking now. 2015. So we need to correct the date on the second page that says and on April 3rd, 2016 is now 2015. VDOT and HR TAC entered into a set agreement.
Okay, so first of all, we need to have a motion for the amendment. Is there a motion?
Second.
Is there a second? Any discussion on the amendment? All those, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, amendment's adopted. Now we need a motion on the actual item.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So those are the HR TAC contracts.
That's correct. And again, this project, with the exception of a small amount of engineering that was previously funded in the six-year plan, this project is funded by HR TAC funds. And we are in the process of going out to bid on this project.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning. Before you have a resolution to adopt the changes or the revised guidelines for the TPOF program I presented to you last month. The guidelines were updated to reflect the changes in the law as it relates to the eligibility requirements of the program. I ask for your approval.
Can everyone see this on there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Lawson, before we do this, I want to have a question to ask you. Are we making progress that came up on revising the six-year plan by revenue source? Well, Mr. Brennan was talking about seeing these projects that are technology. Is that going to be spelled out so they can easily identify where these funds are funded from?
We are currently kind of revising the look of the program.
Okay.
And we can certainly take that under advisement to make sure we make it clearer.
Yeah, I think that might help in that so they know exactly what's coming.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Brennan.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out, I mean, and probably appropriately so, but what we're doing is authorizing this, and we don't see it again. The governor makes that decision based on consulting with the advisory panel, which is fine. I think, you know, a lot of these deals, they need to move faster than what we're able to do, but I'm for it. But.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
A second? Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Mr. Salley's, we got some bids coming up.
Good morning. Since the board last met, the department has taken in bids on 92 projects valued at $266 million. Of those, 9 have to go before the board for award. 7 of those are asphalt resurfacing contracts. You have those in the ballot before you. I'd like to present them as you have them on the ballot. The first project is order number 910. This is a plant mix contract in Fairfax County. We had 2 bidders. This project was a little bit unique in that there was a lot of handwork for patching, so it was a little bit more expensive than anticipated to do, and that's why you'll notice it's a little bit higher than the planning estimate was. But we have compared it to our evaluative estimate. We think it represents good value, and we're recommending it for award.
This is on the I-64. Mr. Malden?
Do you
need to abstain?
No, I can just vote on that.
Mr. Chairman, are we voting on these in a block or individually?
Well, what would you... We'd typically like to vote on them individually.
That's fine. I just didn't...
Yes, on that.
So the first one's 910?
Order 910.
Yeah.
Northern Virginia.
Motion.
Yeah.
Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that one is. Let me get it up here, too.
Second is order 105. This is a plant mix contract in Bristol. 2 competitors. We think it represents good value, recommending a reward.
Mr. Matney's not here.
So moved. Motion.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Order 408. This is a plant mix contract in Chesterfield. 3 competitors. We think it represents good value, recommending a reward.
Mr. Brown?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
607, this is a plant mix in Middlesex County. 3 competitors. We think it represents good value, recommending it for award.
Chairman, I have to abstain on this one.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
909, another plant mix in Fairfax County, 4 competitors. We think it represents good value. We're recommending it for award.
Mr. Krasinski.
Motion.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Next project is order I-11. This is the intersection of Route 1 and 123. We had 4 competitors. You will notice it is somewhat over the planning estimate. It is slightly over the evaluative estimate. We had just about everybody competing that we would expect would compete on this project. The second bidder was actually $53 million. So we have analyzed this bid due to its nature. We think we have good value, and we're recommending it for award.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question on this?
Sure, Mac.
This is a $43 million thing, so I think it's worthwhile to slow down and
yep.
ask right. some questions about, because we're over
quite a bit,
for $7 million or so. It says widening, but it's not widening much. Is it an intersection improvement?
Well, it's widening in preparation for a diamond interchange that's sometime in the future. Right now, it's not in the 6-year plan, but it's widening, utility relocations, signalization, everything in preparation for what will be the final diamond interchange.
So why are we spending money on a project that may or may not score well under House Bill 2?
If I could talk a little bit to this project. So US 1123, it's in Woodbridge, just south of the Occoquan River. We have, over the last several years, been acquiring right-of-way, demolishing buildings, and moving utilities along the 123 Route 1 corridor. This phase of the project is one that will, I'll call it interim improvements. We actually move the utilities for the ultimate grade separation, but that project is again, would have to be scored under House Bill 2. But it's not, that project is not funded for construction, the second phase. In terms of location, I don't know if folks are familiar with this area, it's a pretty tough spot. You have a significant amount of utility work. You have a railroad, the VRE and CSX line run immediately adjacent to the property, to the project. And so again, this is one that that there is clear value in the project that's being, this is going to construction now. It's a design bid build project, and we're looking to award the construction. The other phase would go through the House Bill 2 process, unless it was not House Bill 2 funds. And at this point, I'm anticipating that at some point the county would come back in the future with the rest of the project. But this should last us some time.
Let me ask another question, if I might. If it's design, bid, build, did we look at value engineering to try to get it more in line with what we anticipated?
With projects of this scale, value engineering is a requirement. It's part of our process as we go through the design, bid, build process. And again, frankly, part of the reason that we're not going to what I'll call the ultimate was that we could not afford the ultimate project. So this project has been in development for, gosh, as long as I've been back at VITA, 6-7 years at least, to develop this interim phase, with the idea of trying to limit the amount of rework at some point in the future. So yeah, value engineering was a part of this process. To tell you the specifics without going back and reading the report,
I wouldn't understand.
Bill,
Mr. Chairman,
yes, Mr.
I would add that this phase, as the commissioner stated, is the gateway to Prince William on the Route 1 revitalization. So beyond the interchange that it has to come and go before us and go through the HP2 process, this phase alone is important to the county. They've authorized the undergrounding of the utilities already on their ticket in this phase. And I've authorized transfer. We have some surplus funds transferred over so this so we can have that the delta that we're missing. Well, and the county again has contributed another $1.6 million towards this just on an email I just got from Jan Vaughn. So
okay. Well, I mean, Mr. Chairman, I'll defer to the members that represent it, but I just thought it had some.
No, I think it's a good point. So let me make sure I understand about the House Bill 2, Charlie. This was in the 6-year plan,
fully funded.
House Bill 2 came into
existence. Yes,
okay,
yes.
So any future would be under the House Bill 2 process.
That is correct.
Okay.
Which is the diamond.
Okay, got it. Just want to make sure. Any other questions? We need a motion.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Next project on your ballot is order number 907, another plant mix in Fairfax, three competitors. We think it represents good value. We're recommending it for award.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Order number 913, another plant mix in Fairfax County, three competitors again. It represents good value. We're recommending it for award.
Motion.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And the final project.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question, just
yes.
For my own edification. So I see the reference plant mix. I see that these are both Fairfax County. I see that they are. What is the scope difference in these types of bids that you would have them separated or unbundled?
Primarily location. Sometimes by type of roadway as well.
So separate projects, but very similar in scope because the pricing is kind of in somewhat the same ballpark.
Well, we typically break up interstate as a separate entity, and then a lot of times secondary road paving is a separate entity, and then by the region, by the county, and in Fairfax County, sub-region.
Because both of these are secondary, I noticed, and I guess is the... Again, I was just trying to understand why they were. The description seems very similar
they are.
From what you present to us, so I didn't understand why they were two separate bids as opposed to one.
In highly urbanized areas, A lot of times at the maintenance area that's responsible for that, we will have a contract in that maintenance area for all the subdivisions, for instance, on the secondary. In that maintenance area, they all be grouped together. The coordination, it allows for coordination. You can stockpile materials. You can have patching work all done in one area.
And I guess the other question is that it's probably a positive that you have different winners on the beds. But again, I didn't know whether that was because of the nature of the work that they were doing. Again, similar geographic area, just trying to understand.
And the other reason for schedule type work, particularly, and this has happened in your district, where I've actually had them break up a $15 million project over several counties, because what happens, it's so big that they're basically subbing to everybody else. So it promotes competition oftentimes when we break these up, because that capacity may be too big for one producer, or they may have to have longer haul distances, which costs more. So if you break it down into the shorter haul distances and smaller digestible chunks, it promotes competition. So that's another reason for it.
That's very good. All right, thank you.
And the final job on the ballot today is order number I-62. This is an on-call signal project in the Southwest region. We had two competitors. That's about all that we usually get on signal work. We have about four firms that do this kind of work across the state. And this being the Southwest region, we have two. The winner actually is a new player for us. He hasn't done very much VDOT work in the past, so we're happy to have him in the mix, and it drove down prices. So we think we have a good value. We're recommending it for award.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Sure, Matt.
Just so everybody knows, I'm not just asking questions on everybody else's stuff. I don't remember seeing this, and it probably is because we didn't have to transfer any money to it. But I'd like to know more about what the signalization is. What are we doing?
I can, if I could, on this type of contract. First of all, the source of funding are maintenance funds.
Okay.
So this is, and the Southwest region picks up Lynchburg, it picks up Bristol, and it picks up Salem districts. And so what this project, what this does is it provides that upgrading of signals to the heads themselves, any rework that needs to be done at a signal. It includes if there's structural repairs to the signal system. This particular one may involve some replacements of existing signals. Now, as an example, we have an old span wire signal. We may replace it with a pole and an arm, but that's what this is used for. So the traffic engineering staff in this region use these contracts, and we have them in each of the regions. In some places, we have more than one contract in a region to do all manner of signal repair work. In-house, we have very few signal repair technicians, and basically our folks that are actually VDOT employees, they only can do troubleshooting type work. Well, they can build an entire signal, but we just don't have enough resources to do that. So the work that they're doing, the guys in the bucket truck, they're kind of troubleshooting, but this really is for the maintenance of our signal systems throughout those three districts.
Are these signalizations going to be remotely controlled in any way?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. Most of our signals are we're able to monitor them remotely. There are a few exceptions where they're not. The most advanced system is in Northern Virginia, where in most cases they can actually monitor the signal both I'll call it electronically, but also visually through the camera detection. Many of the signals have cameras, and they can make adjustments from the operation center. In the Southwest region, a number of those signals, we can do that also, but again, not all of them. And what usually prevents that from happening is lack of communications equipment. If it's a rural signal, we just may not have communications equipment available.
Well, just curiosity, why is it listed as Salem District if it's three districts?
That the Salem district is where this Southwest region is housed. Southwest region is housed at the operations center there in Salem.
Okay. And a final observation on these bids, it may be helpful, and maybe it's just me, it may be helpful to have
what the bids are, maybe some diagrams, stuff, you know, just so we can, it may cut down on the number of questions we have about a particular bid if we could get more than just the line and how much it costs.
We can, and on this particular one, I'm going to make sure that if Ken follows up directly with you on what the details are of the project. Again, what the contract will look like are page after page of
I don't want the contract.
Specifically, you know,
I'm talking about just money, you know, where it is, what it's doing, just, you know, paragraph.
Okay, after that, do you have a motion?
One more question.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Counsel.
Mr. Commissioner, is this a fixed price contract for variable scope of work?
No,
or is this enough to exceed?
No, it's a unit, what we would call a design, it's a unit cost contract. In other words, signal head is this much, and we estimate quantity, and we pay based on actual quantity. And that's how this is, these kinds of contracts. All of our design, nearly all of our design bid build contracts are this style also. The difference here is this is an on-call, so you estimate quantities and then you pay based on the actual.
So the actual could be above or below this?
The actual quantity, but not the unit cost.
Okay, yes. So the actual dollar amount. Then.
Dollar amount.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
The one other piece of business is last month we presented a design build project on I-64 and the ballot had information that said it was federally funded. The commissioner correctly identified that it was HR TAC funds, so we presented that ballot just to make that part of the record that shows the HR TAC funds.
Do we need a motion or about just information?
Mr. Wall, do we need a motion?
To approve the record.
I'll
tell you what.
Can't
I'll
hurt.
Take a motion to approve the record. Is there a motion?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I think that brings us to
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Pryor. Just an observation.
Ms. Pryor.
Yes. We just approved 10 contracts worth about $240 million. We talked about this before, and I prefaced it by saying if somebody's working on it, I apologize, but how can we measure the economic value of these actions that we take every month? This government likes to talk about job creation. Can we work with VEDP to figure out if there's a formula? We can talk about the multiplier effect. To show people that investment in infrastructure is a good thing.
I think that's a laudable goal. I think we have no staff to do it. To be frank with you in that regard, I'll be happy to take it under advisement to see if could pass on. I don't know that we know exactly what the economic impact of these jobs are. I mean, I know there is some. It's just that's something that we don't.
There have been Chimura. There have been other economists. George Mason has done some work. They do some studies of the economic value of transportation projects. I know BTCA, the Construction Alliance, has done some similar things. And ARPBA, which is the National Road Builders Association, have done some of those things. As the Secretary said, let us take that back, but it's some of it is bandwidth for us, and I'm not sure that... again, unless the board desires to expend the consultant resource to do that kind of work. But let me see let me take that back. We do have some very bright economists at the Research Council that may be able to help with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I just got a text here that's from, Mr. Donahue? It says, 28,000 jobs per billion is back of the envelope. Every billion that we spend is about 28,000 jobs created. So let us take a look at...
That was very fast.
Take a look at that.
We have very bright...
But of course, what the governor likes to report is actual jobs and economic input, so
yeah.
We'll see if we can come up with how we might do that.
created or sustained
yes,
jobs.
Sustained,
right?
Yes. Ms. Pryor, let's go back to that item.
Thank you. Distributed a revised transfer report to you. Just so you're aware, you get two transfer reports from me each month. One has numbers in the left column, and those are the transfers that you actually approve. The second list has letters denoting each transaction. Those are the transfers provided for your information. So the correction is made to the list that you're actually approving today, and what you have before you is a corrected version. So I recommend your approval.
We had a motion and a second. So are there any comments or any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to know, again, what came out and why did it come out?
It was an incorrectly shown as a transfer of Garvey's to an I-95 project, which has not been done. And
okay,
it's just an error.
It may come back, but mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you.
I think that now brings us to new business. I think Mr. Dyke.
Yes. We have a formal motion from the Rail Committee with respect to Virginia Beach. I think everybody has a copy in front of them. Do you want me to go through this or just maybe read the resolve, be it resolved, or is this sufficient just to move it after our earlier discussion?
I'll have to ask Mr. Walton, do we need to read the resolution? Probably would be appropriate to read the resolution. That way for people at home and everything can hear. So why don't we read the resolution?
Okay.
I know it's a little long, but I think it's worthwhile for us to do that.
Would you like me to second it?
That would be motion made. Is there a second? Okay, why don't we do that before there's any discussion or vote? So,
okay.
Mr. Dyke?
Whereas the Commonwealth has demonstrated its support for the Virginia Beach Light Rail Extension as a multimodal transportation solution that will have benefits for local accessibility and mobility while leveraging past investments in the Norfolk Light Rail Project known as the TIDE, and whereas in Chapter 6 of the 2008 Acts of Assembly, Special Session 2, the Virginia General Assembly resolved to provide for the extension of the proposed light rail system in the city of Norfolk to the beachfront in the city of Virginia Beach. And whereas in 2009, the Virginia Department of Transportation executed an agreement with Hampton Roads Transit and the Virginia Beach City Council utilize revenues from the Transportation Partnership Opportunity Fund to purchase inactive Norfolk Southern right-of-way to be used for the future alignment of light rail from Norfolk to Virginia Beach. And whereas in 2009, Hampton Roads Transit initiated an alternatives analysis and supplemental draft environmental impact statement for the Virginia Beach Transit Extension Study. And whereas in March 2014, City of Virginia Beach requested that HRT include an alignment which would terminate the proposed transit extension at Town Center in an effort to inform the City Council on all the potential costs of a Town Center alternative as part of its adoption of a locally preferred alternative. Whereas in May 2014, the Commonwealth of Virginia and City of Virginia Beach finalized a term sheet that outlined the respective funding contributions of the Commonwealth and the City for the light rail project, with the Commonwealth pledging to contribute 50% of the project funding up to a total of $155 million. Whereas in May 2015, Virginia Beach City Council and Hampton Roads Transit selected a preferred route to extend light rail to the Newtown Road, the Town Center in Virginia Beach. And whereas 33.2-214B of the Code of Virginia requires the board to adopt by July 1 of each year a six-year improvement program of anticipated projects and programs, and that the program shall be based on the most recent official revenue forecast and a debt management policy. And whereas after due consideration, the board adopted a final fiscal year's 2016-2021 program on June 17, 2015. And whereas the board program $155 million funding for the Virginia Beach Light Rail Extension Project in the final fiscal year's FY 2016-2021 program, representing approximately 50% of the project's estimated capital cost. And whereas the board programmed these funds based on a schedule in which it was anticipated that in FY 2016, HRT would apply to the Department of Rail and Public Transportation for funding to acquire light rail vehicles, and the City of Virginia Beach would apply funding to commence construction in FY 2017. And whereas the City of Virginia Beach has not yet committed its local funding share for light rail vehicles, acquisition or construction of the project through any formal city council actions, nor has the city submitted a grant application for funding from the Department of Rail and Public Transportation for funding in FY 2017. And whereas the City of Virginia Beach has not yet executed a memorandum of understanding between the City of Virginia Beach, Transportation District Commission of Hampton Roads, and Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation concerning the extension of light rail from Norfolk to Virginia Beach Town Center. And whereas the board recognizes that the Commonwealth Transportation Funds program for the project could be programmed for other projects in the FY 2017 through 2022 six-year improvement program after those projects have been rated in accordance with House Bill 2 process. Be it therefore resolved that the board reaffirms its commitment to the Virginia Beach Light Rail Extension Project and authorizes the chairman of the Commonwealth Transportation Board to inform the City of Virginia Beach that by April 30, 2016, the city must demonstrate its commitment to the project by authorizing the Transportation District Commission of Hampton Roads to submit an application to the Department of Rail and Public Transportation for funding for the procurement of light rail vehicles and must execute a mutually agreeable memorandum of understanding among the City of Virginia Beach, the Transportation District Commission of Hampton Roads, and the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. In the absence of such affirmative actions by the City of Virginia Beach by the stated deadlines, the board may reallocate these funds to other eligible projects that have been rated in accordance with House Bill 2. So moved, Mr. Chairman.
There was a second. Is there any other discussion on this? I have one question. I just want to make sure. So this, because of the comment came up yesterday, this does not obligate the city to any type of long-term construction. In other words, this comment that they can't make the decision because they don't know the costs. This is not addressed by that. So there's no obligation in that. We're simply asking them to get back on schedule, get the acquisition of the cars lined up, participating with the state, and sign an MOU. So I just want to make sure that's clear in that. Mr. Whitworth.
Do I also understand that really there is no commitment of funds required at this point for anything, is that correct?
The light rail vehicles, there is a commitment of funds.
There's a commitment to apply.
The City Council has approved funds in its budget that could be utilized for the vehicles. However, they've also restricted the ability of the city to authorize Hampton Roads Transit to move forward with a vehicle purchase and commit those funds until they pass a resolution authorizing them to do that. What we have outlined here is, as the Secretary mentioned, it's a funding commitment for the vehicles, which are really the most schedule critical item right now, but not necessarily for the full construction of the project. We had always anticipated that that would come later.
So there is a commitment of dollars with this.
Chairman.
Mr. Rose,
one thing that I just make sure for the record that when you make your comments, part of what they must do is also submit an application to DRP too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. If there are no more discussion or comments, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I have a legal question. As a courtesy, I know this is now a public document. Is that correct, Mr. Walton? So I will apologize to Virginia Beach that this will be seen by the public and the press, but I will get a letter to them over and above this. But we will provide this to the press since now that it is public. So I'll just want to officially let Virginia Beach know I will get this out to them. We'll get it out to them immediately with a letter coming today. Okay, I think that takes care of that item. Mr. Kilpatrick had a motion.
Yeah, we've passed out to you now a resolution to add the 66 inside the Beltway, the lighting improvements that have been they're currently going through the budget process of the General Assembly, and to allocate $2 million out of the Priority Trust Fund for the engineering work necessary for this project, and I ask for your consideration and approval.
So moved.
Is there a second? Any other further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I have one final item, and that is Mr. Connors has been talking to me about, and actually not a technology council, but an innovative and technology subcommittee, which he has gracefully agreed to chair. And I would ask if there would be any volunteers to work with Mr. Connors on that. Mr. Rosen, Mr. Kasperitz, Mr. Tom, and Ms. Valentine. Okay, so, and Mr. Brown, so we'll hit the whole team. All right, no, I think that's fine. And what I would encourage to do is that we will work with VDOT here on this, what Mr. Freeland brought up and others in terms of the use of those monies or any other comments the subcommittee may want to bring forward to the board to consider.
I think that this works well with some standing groups that exist within our organization. There's a federally recognized program, I'm going to get the acronym wrong, but a technology investment group that is recognized federally and actually can receive some small amounts of funds for exploring technologies. So we'll work with our staff bringing together some suggestions on how we can provide information to this group.
Thank you both. I look forward to bringing back some great opportunities.
Well, again, I would encourage. Oh, Mr. Dyke. Yes.
Just a question. Since the rail committee meets at 8:30 before our meeting, does that mean this committee meets at 7:30?
6:30.
We never go to bed.
Well, I think I think that's a good idea. This is something, Mr. Connors, that we can get with Charlie here and figure out how best would serve not only the board but working in that regard. So I appreciate those willing to serve in that.
Thank you all.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to say I did not realize this was under new business when I brought up the comment earlier in the meeting.
Well, Mr. Connors, I meant to act on it last month, and I actually meant to call you to ask for volunteers, but the events sort of took over this past month, and so I do appreciate those who have volunteered to do this, because I think it will be an important part of our six-year plan, House Bill 2, this whole thing of how do we use our monies more wisely. Is there any more business to come before the board today?
Mr. Chairman, did we go back to the Ms. Pryor's item?
Yes, we may.
Did we approve that? Don't we?
Yeah, we did do that, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we did do that. For any announcement, next month we're here?
Yes.
And still planning on a two-day meeting?
Yeah,
planning on 2-day meeting. We've got some things we'll need to catch up on, and of course, we'll have a lot more detail on where we are with the budget and legislative issues that will affect this board. Any other comments? Well, hearing none, thank you all for your hard work, and this meeting's adjourned. Thank you.